AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. In New Mexico, the Santa Fe District Attorney's Office is charging Alec Baldwin and a weapons specialist in the fatal shooting of cinematographer Helena Hutchins on the set of the film Rust in October 2021. Margie Zaraletta has details.
Baldwin pointed a gun at Hutchins during a scene rehearsal and it discharged, killing her and wounding director Joel Souza. If convicted, Baldwin faces up to 5 years in prison and a $5,000 fine. Baldwin attorney Luke Nikas calls the charge a terrible miscarriage of justice. Weapons specialist Hannah Gutierrez-Reed also will be charged with involuntary manslaughter. Authorities say assistant director David Halls signed a plea agreement for the charge of negligent use of a deadly weapon. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
Germany is facing mounting pressure to supply battle tanks to Ukraine. The UK announced last week it will send Challenger 2 tanks, and Berlin is being called on to supply Leopard 2 tanks, or at least clear the way for others, such as Poland, to do so. President Volodymyr Zelensky is voicing frustration about Ukraine's lack of weaponry. And the Pentagon says a Russian spy ship has been patrolling off the coast of Hawaii. So far, it's remained in international waters. The Treasury Department has started taking extraordinary measures as the government has run up against its legal borrowing limit, $31,381 million. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has sent a letter to congressional leaders urging them to raise the debt limit. Stocks fell on Wall Street amid recession worries. The S&P 500 fell 0.8%, as did the Dow. The Nasdaq lost a full 1%. The Supreme Court says an 8-month investigation has failed to find who leaked a draft of the court's opinion overturning abortion rights. The court says 97 employees, including the justices' law clerks, swore under oath they didn't do it. Unclear whether the justices themselves were questioned. This is AP News. Friday action should be getting underway soon at the Australian Open. Graham Agars has today's highlights.
For the first time in 21 years, the Australian Open has lost its two top men seeds before the third round, both dispatched by Californians. Mackie McDonald ended the run of top seed Rafael Nadal on day three, and Jenson Brooksby followed up on day four, knocking out the second seed Casper Ruud. Despite blowing three match points in the third set, Brooksby closed out the win 6-2 in the fourth, and next takes on fellow American Tommy Paul.
I'm happy to pull through that. I've been focusing really well, training hard, playing well, and I'm happy to see the results. And at the same time, just try to see how long I can keep doing it.
Michael Moe and Katie Volionets also advanced with upset wins, joined in the third round by two more Americans in J.J. Wolf and Ben Shelton. I'm Graham Agars.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.